The Shafia London Business Challenge is currently in its third year at the St. Vincent Girls High School. London, who is the country head for St. Vincent, Dominica and Barbados ABI, told NBC News that she started the business challenge for two reasons. She said she wanted to expose the young ladies to opportunities to broaden their horizons, and she was pitched a concept which fulfilled desire to give young people the exposure, as well as allow the business department at the school to go through their syllabus in a practical way.
I wanted to give young people, young ladies, this, an exposure that opens their horizons, broadens the options for them, regardless of their passion, regardless of their academic abilities. Exposure is necessary. And second, the opportunity arose because the Girls High School business department, which at the time was led by Mrs. Latoya Dorishe John, they had this concept, and it was a beautiful concept that they pitched to me, and immediately there was a marriage of the minds. And so I thought that it fulfilled that desire to give young people the exposure, and it also allowed the business department to teach their, to go through their syllabus, I guess, in a practical way. So there's nothing like it, and so I thought it was just a great idea to jump on board with.
London said that students are given the opportunity to come up with a business and operate the business over a period of time while trying to make the business profitable.
The concept as well is one where you're given seed capital and you have to turn that capital into a profit, not just for yourself, but we could call it taxes, which is, it goes back to the school as a fundraising activity as well. So what it does is it equips these young people with the skills, the confidence, and the connections that they need to beat the odds. And it enables them, it gives them an opportunity to become successful and responsible business owners or managers and leaders, business leaders in general. So it's really a transformative exercise for the young lady.
She explained that one of the main challenges they face is finding mentors for the challenge.
One of the biggest challenges, I think, is actually the gap between the maturity level of the young ladies, because they're still kids, and the adult mentors. Sometimes you find as adults, our patience, etc., we're thin. So sometimes there's a gap on how you bridge between where the young ladies are at and where the mentors are at. So there's sometimes friction, which in most cases it is resolved. The young ladies themselves do. It's about resilience, because you have to run this program over a period. And like all other businesses, it's not going to be smooth sailing. So unless you're resilient, it might be the easy route might be to give up. So there's been some there have been challenges, but nothing that we haven't been able to overcome. And each year, we identify the gaps and we make it better. Finding mentors is probably one of the greatest challenges, because adults get busy, and this is something, it's an unpaid responsibility, so sometimes you find you can't get as many mentors as you'd like.
London said she is hoping to take the challenge to as many secondary schools as possible to adequately prepare young people for what St. Vincent requires.
I am hoping that in the near future we can expand it to as many secondary schools as possible, so that we could adequately prepare in a practical way our young people to what St. Vincent and the Grenadines needs. Because when businesses thrive, they create jobs, they shape communities, they drive economic growth for the country. And if we as a country, if we are serious about becoming leaders in the economic world, we have to become an economic power. And so we need these jobs, we need these business ideas to flourish, and it starts with the young people.
I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.